Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 16, 2023. Psychics are limited consumers of energy. Comment: you explain that nothing dies and the dead remain among us. All this is kind of a part of a common desire. My response: we all exist in a single information field. This has been known since the time of the first psychologists, and much has been said about it in connection with psychics. Wolf Messing claimed that he simply connects to the information layer by applying some kind of voltage he does not understand. He could carry out natural internal efforts and did not even know where they came from and what they were. By the way, other people also have such an opportunity, but they do not know how to make these efforts and form a connection channel to the higher information layer. And there are people who feel it, and they have it. But their connection channel is very limited, although it allows them to learn and feel something. To know means to feel, because in spirituality the present, past, and future exist outside of time. There is no time, only events. In general, the events do not exist there either. It is us who unfold them, make a time sweep, and as it were, put them on our calendar. But in the spiritual world everything is single. You connect to the energy, but being a limited consumer, you unfold this energy in a certain plane, as if cutting off certain layers from it. Thus, you can partially perceive this energy, since we can fully feel it only after the general final correction. In the meantime, there are people who can connect to this, and they state, in general, some specific facts or their sequence in the future. Such people are called prophets in Kabbalah. They are Kabbalists who had precisely a predisposition to interpreting the higher information layer similar to our earthly sweep. From CabTVs I got a call. Kabbalists vs. Psychics, July 14, 2012. How can we learn to live without worries? Comment: there is a personal, touching story on the internet about someone's grandfather who died. The grandfather was in the hospital, and before leaving forever, he slowly removed his oxygen mask and put his hand to his mouth. We thought he did it because of pain, but it turned out that he sent 3 air kisses to his wife, and he left. How does this happen? When there is nothing left in front of us, we can perform some kind of an act so that another person feels good. Many people say that before death confessions of love are made, that people leave with such a feeling of gratitude towards someone. They pass warmth to someone. But in life, it does not happen. Why? My response: it is because of egoism. As long as egoism lives, prospers, and flourishes, it wants to fill itself, and you have no opportunity to think about somebody else. Question: can I do anything selflessly? Answer: number comment, and here egoism says that it already understands that it is ending. My response: but here there is no egoism anymore, you no longer feel yourself in your body, you gradually leave it, and you feel light and free. Question: is this a moment of freedom? Answer: yes. Question: and all my life I was just a slave to egoism? Answer: yes. Therefore, a person who dies is called Nifta, liberated from egoism. Question: is it possible to live all the time as if you are leaving? Answer: that is the way to live. Question: like on this border? Answer: yes. Question: and then you will be able to give, to bestow, and to love? Answer: this is what is called to constantly adhere to the Creator. Comment: that is, I must live as if in a moment I will not exist. My response: not even that you will not exist in a moment. It is as if you have already disconnected from your body, from its concerns about everything, and you only want to be connected with the Creator. Question: then I do not care about my future and do not care if it will return to me somehow, right? Answer: it does not exist anyway. Question: is it liberation all at once? Answer: of course, that is why it is called Nifta, liberated, or as they say, the dead are free. Question: can you learn to live this way throughout your life? Answer: surely. Comment: then we will learn to give, to love, and to bestow. My response: of course. Comment: and we will not live in this constant, black care for our life. My response: yes. Comment: it would be nice to learn this. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, January 12, 2023. Making the light work. Question: how can I personally insist that the light affect me? Answer: you do this with the help of a group, by connecting with others, by wishing to increase your yearning for the quality of connection and mutual guarantee, by wanting to be with them in one single desire, above egoism, by lowering it, and by directing your aspirations to the upper world, to bestowal and love. By creating such a common desire, when all your egoisms are lowered and all yearnings for the light are above them, you want the upper light to create an instrument of perception similar to it in you. To the extent these egoistic desires are rejected downward, and to the extent the altruistic aspirations, meaning mutual love, connection, and similarity to the light, are raised up, you come closer to the light in terms of quality, in terms of values. This light that constantly surrounds us, this physical field affects you all the time. Although it is permanent, its effect depends on your effort toward it. As a result of its repeated influences, an organ of perception of light is formed within you. That is, the difference between these two opposite points becomes such that the upper light can enter into it and fill it. As a result, the Patsuf, a system, is formed. Your desires become similar to the light since it enters into these desires according to the law of equivalence of forms. Then you begin to understand, to feel its qualities, its program, its intentions, and its beginning, end, and purpose. Without it, you cannot do anything. Therefore, the entire method, in general, is simple. But a person does not agree with it. Firstly, his egoism rejects everything. And secondly, he cannot believe that in this way something can change. From CAB TV's I Got a Call. Making the Light Work, June 9, 2012. The World Puppeteer. Question: you say that one needs to justify friends even if it seems that they neglect me. Answer: these states are given to you on purpose. They play with you like with a child. They show you some scary faces, and you are afraid of them? You need to look deeper and treat everything that surrounds you as a game that is being played with you from above. You must understand who you are dealing with, the puppeteer who stands behind the screen and controls everything. You need to contact him through dolls. He will not let you near. Through them, he shows his attitude to you. You must show your attitude to him through your attitude to the dolls, and then you will correspond to each other. So you can only understand him through this game. You do not have a direct language of communication with him. You have not yet reached the degree of bare information. It must be embodied in words, in music, in feelings, in something like that. And then everything rises to areas where all this does not exist. But first we need some kind of external shell, the so-called language, like of a computer or like our language we communicate with. The language of my communication with the Creator is the world. From CAB TV's I Got a Call. The World Puppeteer, June 30, 2012. The Main Rule of Correction. Question: if you do not like a friend, but you justify him and nevertheless your attitude toward him still does not change, is this the wrong process of scrutinizing? Answer: there is an absolute setting for all elements of creation and for the entire creation in general. Look at it the way the Creator looks at it, justify absolutely, bestow, and love. The upper force proceeds precisely from that in relation to what it has created. If I cannot treat all created beings in this way, then to the extent that I do not treat them with absolute love, egoism rules within me, which I must correct to a state of complete love for all. Therefore, it is said, love your neighbor as yourself. This is the basic rule of correction. From CabTV's I Got a Call. To hate, but also to love. July 29, 2012. The only hope is the friends. Question: how can a person guarantee something if he constantly goes through internal changes? Answer: it is necessary to create such a field in the group and in yourself that will hold you in advance. Or one that at least will not let you be thrown away. If you are changing under the influence of your general software, so to speak, that light causes in you, then this is normal. Even if today you seem to contradict yourself from yesterday, this is also normal in our state when we change so often and so effectively. But often you fall out of the movement forward when suddenly you are cut off from the connection with the rest, like a computer cut off from the connection with the outside world because its modem stops working. What should you do in this case? Here a person is obliged to protect himself in order to keep contact. This can only be done with the help of friends because he himself falls out of the common work and comes to a state where he does not control himself and does not know what will happen to him. It is like losing consciousness. Therefore, his only hope here is for others. From CabTV's I Got a Call. How do people leave Kabbalah? July 23, 2012. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what is the difference between God and nature? It is best for us to agree and accept the words of the Kabbalists that the nature, Heb, heart ever, has the same numerical value as God, Heb, Elohim 86. Then, I will be able to call the laws of God nature's commandments, mitzvot, or vice versa, God's commandments, mitzvot, by the name nature's laws. For they are one and the same. Kabbalist Yehuda Ashlag, Baal HaSulam, The Peace. There is nothing besides the system of nature, which Kabbalists equally refer to as nature or God, and we are integral parts of this system. Therefore, when we say that there is one God, it means that there is nothing besides one force acting in this single system we are parts of. The desire of the single force acting in reality is to bring us into connection with it, not via coercion, but through awareness in a positive manner. As much as we understand, feel and attain this force as one that is good and benevolent, then we can adhere to it and reach its level of complete awareness. Based on the Daily Kabbalah lesson on March 13, 2023. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.